Chapter 27. We worked first light to absolute dark for 2 standard weeks, retrofitting that hyperdrive, Jeddak said. The Verpine, the Jawas, and me. The days were so hot we were frying Nogul eggs on the hull. And some nights it got so cold we'd wake to find our drinking water sheeted with ice. Took another 2 weeks to install the laser cannon. When we finished, though, the YT was sporting in the neighborhood of a Class 1 hyperdrive and a dorsal turret and battery. The Verpine, the Celestin, and I piloted her through her first jumps to light speed. And let me tell you, we could hardly believe how fast she was. That's when I came up with the name, right after the initial series of test flights.
She has a 0.5 now, Hans said proudly. Thanks to an outlaw tech I knew in the corporate sector. After that was when I set the record for the Kessel Run. There's still nothing to compare to her. Even the hyperdrives of these new Mandalorian ships are only rated 0.4.
Ratings don't matter. A skilled pilot in a 0.4 could outfly an average pilot at the helm of a 0.5.
No way,
Hans said. I've seen it happen, Jeddak said. In sublight races, anyway.
Well, sublight, sure. Now you're talking about something completely different.
Jeddak worked his jaw. Each time he tried to stick to the script and relate the tale in Quip Fargo's vocal cadence, Solo would jump in with a question or a comment. His competitive nature would bring out Jeddak's own and end up pulling him out of character. Already the story was as much Fargo's as Jeddak's. And now that Solo's wife and daughter had stopped trying to rein Solo in, they were giving Jeddak all their attention, and he could sense their suspicions mounting. But let them be suspicious, so long as Post was succeeding. What was the plan for the Falcon at that point? Leia asked. Back then, one of our chief concerns was the number of Star Destroyers the Empire was turning out, so Command came up with a plan to target one of the shipyards. Fondor, Ord Trassi, even Yaga Minor were considered as potential targets. But after all the analysis, Command decided that we had to go after the big one, Bill Bringy. Grateful to be back on course, Jeddak took a sip of caff and set his cup down. Were you there during the Imperial years, Princess Leia? Only once, but I couldn't have been more than 9 at the time.
Then you probably don't remember how tricky it was to insert into orbit there.
Because of the asteroid fields, Hans said.
Jeddak nodded.
At the time, many of the asteroids were being mined for use in the shipyards, so Imperial forces were deployed not only in the shipyards, but close to many of the extraction operations. Even with prior authorization, it was difficult to navigate through the system because of all the checkpoints. So the notion of sneaking a hostile ship into Bill Bringy wasn't even worth discussing.
Hans smiled in sudden revelation.
Unless you had a ship with a powerful enough hyperdrive to microjump all the way in.
You've done that? Jeddak said in genuine surprise.
More times than I can remember.
Jeddak refused to allow Solo to get to him.
Well, no militia members had done it.
That's how come I'm familiar with the Maw and all those asteroid fields we were talking about.
Practice runs,
Han said.
Each and every one. You might say it was the beginning of my love affair with the ship. Experiencing what she was capable of. Extricating me from predicaments I'd gotten myself into. Exceeding expectations time and again. Like she was determined to outperform herself.
Nothing's changed, Han said.
But what were you supposed to do with the Falcon when you got there?
Alana asked.
To Bill...
Bill Bringy, Leia completed. What was the plan?
Destroy the shipyards to whatever extent possible.
Han frowned.
With a single laser cannon?
Jeddak laughed wryly.
The cannon was just for in-close defense. The Falcon herself was going to be the weapon.
A bomb? Leia said suddenly. Alana looked at her, then at Jeddak.
You were going to blow the Falcon up?
He nodded.
That was the idea. But even the best ideas don't always work out.
What were you going to detonate?
Han asked. Jeddak turned to him. A beradium fission device. Leia sat back in shock.
Those were banned, even by the Empire. Alderaan led the cause.
They were banned, all right, but we got our hands on one without Senator Organa knowing. Besides, he was eventually persuaded to see that beradium was essential to our attempts to counter the weapons the Empire was developing.
Jeddak's gaze darted from Leia to Han and back again.